Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet nashtapayesha vadresho nityam bhagavad sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtikin ete cham sakalapum sam krishnastu bhagavan sayam indriyari vyakulam lokam ridyante yuge yuge Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam Pranama Dukkha Samanastam Namami Harim Param Nigama Kalpa Taror Galidam Palam Sukamukatam Bridariva Sammatam Bibhada Bhagdam Rasamalayam Huro Rasikabhu Vibhavukaham So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 4th chapter, text number 14. Taya abhihitam akarnya kamsa paramavismita devakim vasudevam cha vimuchya Prashrita Abravet Tasya Bihitam Akarnya Kamsa Paramavismitaha Deva Kim Vasudevam Cha Vimucha Prashrita Abravet By the goddess Durga, abhihitam, the words spoken, akarna, by hearing, kamsa, paramavismita, was struck with wonder, devakim, unto devaki. Vasudevam cha and Vasudev Vimucha releasing immediately Prashrita with great humility Abravet spoke as follows. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Translation. After hearing the words of the goddess Durga, Kamsa was struck with wonder. Thus he approached his sister Devaki and brother-in-law Vasudev, released them immediately from their shackles and very humbly spoke as follows. Purport. Kamsa was astonished because the goddess Durga had become the daughter of Devaki. Since Devaki was a human being, how could the goddess Durga become her daughter? This was one cause of his astonishment. Also, how is it that the eighth child of Devaki was a female? This also astonished him. Asuras are generally devotees of Mother Durga, Shakti, or of demigods, especially Lord Shiva. The appearance of Durga in her original eight-armed feature, holding various weapons, immediately changed Kamsa's mind about Devaki's being an ordinary human. Devaki must have had some transcendental qualities. Otherwise, why would the goddess Durga have taken birth from her womb? Under the circumstances, Kamsa, struck with wonder, wanted to compensate for his atrocities against his sister Devaki. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksuran Miritam Yanam Dasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sabadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padagamalan Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Govigaganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priya Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vivacha Pajitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kolao Nasti Nasti Eva Gati Ranyatam Jayati Jayati Nama Nanda Rupam Murare Viramidana Jadarma Dhyana Pujariyatam Kadamapi Sakridatam Muktinam Paramamritam Ekanam Jeevanam Bhushanam Maduram Madure Bhyopi Mangale Bhyopi Mangalam Pavanam Pavane Bhyopi Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Taya Bhitam Akanya Kamsa Paramavismitaha Devakim Vasudevamcha Vimucha Prashrito Pravit. After hearing the words of the goddess Durga, Kamsa was struck with wonder. Thus he approached his sister Devaki and brother-in-law Vasudev, released them immediately from their shackles and very humbly spoke as follows. So by nature everyone is an eternal servant of Krishna. But due to contact with the modes of material nature, different living entities, they take different natures. And of course, in this material world, there are 8,400,000 species of life. So sometimes the living entity is in a human form of life, sometimes is in the heavenly planets, sometimes due to sinful activities on this planet that he may have to go to the hellish planets. And even on this planet, so there are so many human beings and many other species of life, animals, birds and insects, trees and so on. If the embodied jiva is in a human form of life, he has the opportunity to understand his actual position as a spiritual being, having a relationship with the Supreme Lord, an eternal relationship. And this is actually the real relationship is with Krishna, eternal relationship, Jivereso Poya Krishnera Nittadas. Whereas in the material world, the bodies are changing constantly. So those who are fortunate, they come in contact with the devotees of the Lord and they can advance. And usually they are situated in the mode of goodness. Of course, in the material world, the embodied being cannot be completely in the mode of goodness. Always some mode of passion and ignorance is there too. But generally, so the devotees, they are in the mode of goodness. And the demigods, known as suras, they are in the mode of goodness. Whereas atheistic person, demonic persons, sinful persons, they are under the modes, the lower modes, mode of passion and ignorance. So Kamsa, he was very much in the mode of passion, and of course ignorance was there. And therefore he was very sinful and very much against also his sister, Devaki. Actually she was cousin sister. So much so that he killed her children, Sisi Gonitai ki, Sisi Krishnabaram ki, Sisi Radha Shamasundar ki. Any sane person, usually he will be respectful towards everyone, anyone. He will not try to harm anyone, a normal human being. But those under the influence of the lower modes, they are ready to do anything for their own pleasure, for their sense gratification. And if needed, they are ready to kill their own father, mother, or sister, or children, or somebody else's, as here, his cousin sister Devaki's children. He killed them, one by one, every year. Atrocious activity, sinful activity, very sinful. And so, the seventh child, which was Balaram, so he was transferred from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. Actually, Rohini was already pregnant also at that time. And so by the influence of Yogamaya, by the Lord's will, so the seventh pregnancy, so the seventh child was transferred. Mahashankarshan Balaram. And he entered, so he was transferred into the womb of Rohini, who was already pregnant. When Mool Shankarshan is there, the original Balaram. So the Acharyas have explained. But then externally speaking, so they were saying, everyone was hearing that there was a miscarriage, he had a miscarriage. And then she again became pregnant, and he had heard a prophecy at the time of marriage that you fool. From the sky a voice was there and announcing that the eighth child of Devaki will kill you, will be the cause of your death. So he wanted to kill his own sister at that time. But then Vasudev was very intelligent and inspired by the Lord, so he appeased him, and so she was saved. But then every time, of course, naturally as the mother, so she was imploring to him, please, please don't kill him. But then he killed all of them. And then the eighth child, so that is Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, appeared, first forearm form to show Vasudev and Devaki that he is the Supreme Lord, because that was the desire also, to have the Supreme Lord, and they were knowledgeable, and their knowledge about the Lord. So he appeared in forearm form, but then they wanted to have this parental relationship also. And also Devaki was thinking that letting me a child, a normal child. And so she wanted him to appear in the two-arm form, which he did. And then Vasudev brought him to Gokul and put him next to Yashoda, who had also given birth to Krishna, her own son, Yashoda Nandan, and one girl also, Yogamaya. And Vasudev Krishna merged into Prajanda Nandan, Yashoda Nandan Krishna. So, and then Vasudev brought Yogamaya back, Durga Devi, the younger sister of Krishna, Anuja. So according to, actually, so she's a younger sister, according to the scriptures, when they are twins, it is said usually that the one who is coming first out is usually the younger one, not the elder one. But the one who is coming out after, he is first conceived and is first growing, and then the second one, but the second one is coming out first, according to some authorities. Whatever, Krishna is the Supreme Lord and is the source of everything. And so in the pastime, so she is considered to be the younger sister of Krishna. So when she was brought to Mathura, in the prison house at Devaki, so she again begged Kamsa that you killed my sons, but this is a girl and you should be merciful and please at least give me that child and don't kill her. But he didn't listen to her and he also took her and was ready to kill her. But then as he was trying to dash her on a stone, then she appeared in her original form of Goddess Durga with eight arms. And then as explained here, so Parama Vismit, he was greatly surprised first of all, how come this little girl suddenly becomes Durga? And as explained by Prabhupada, usually the demons, materialistic persons, they are worshipping the demigods like Durga or Lord Shiva to get some material benefits. So he was surprised that how come Durga appeared as the daughter of Devaki. So then he was a little apprehensive and thinking that means Devaki is just not an ordinary human being. Otherwise she would not have appeared from her womb. So he was surprised. And then the other thing was that the voice from the sky at the time of the marriage, who was saying that the eighth child will kill you, said it was understood it will be a boy. Because usually the girls, they stay at home and they are not engaged in fighting. So but then the boys, the men, so they engage in fighting with each other. So that was another surprise for him, and he was greatly astonished. And because of these reasons, he becomes somewhat humble. And then he also addressed her. And he actually understood at this point, for a little while, that I'm a sinful person and what I did was very wrong. And then he practically also apologized and therefore immediately released Devaki and Vasudev from the shackles, from the prison. And he was feeling a little bit sorry for what he did. So, because of the modes of material nature, so even sinful people, sinful persons, they can change. And ultimately they can become good persons also. Similarly, even sometimes good persons, but due to the influence of the lower modes, they engage in activities which they should not do. And sometimes they also become sinful and then they become degraded. So the modes of material nature are very strong. And the living entities, the conditioned souls, they helplessly actually being put from one situation to another one. Of course, the free will is there, and the knowledge may be there, and one may try to be situated properly according to one's understanding. But the modes of material nature are so strong that sometimes, even as Arjuna was saying to Krishna, that that lust is so strong that sometimes even it seems to be that one is forced to do something. Lust and anger, greed, they're so strong that sometimes it appears to be one does not want to do something which is not right. But it seems to be one is forced to do so. But ultimately no living entity is forced to act in a certain way, in a wrong way especially. But due to weakness, due to not being fixed on the transcendental platform, and not being fully absorbed in spiritual activities, then there's every chance to be under, then one is under the modes of material nature, and then sometimes one does something good and sometimes something which is not so good. So therefore one has to be careful, and one has to be thoughtful, and one has to always try to be under the shelter of the spiritual master and follow the process of devotional service, pure devotional service, simply acting for the benefit of Hari Guru Vaishnavas, chanting the holy names, especially Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that will help one to remain properly situated on the transcendental platform. Because Krishna, Krishna, Nama are non-different. Nama, Chintamani, Krishna, Chaitanya, Rasa, Vigraha, Purna, Shuddha, Nidha, Mukta, Abhinatvam, Nama, Naminaha. So by chanting the Maha Mantra, one is associating with Krishna. Although in the beginning one may not be able to see Krishna, but still Krishna will protect, because he sees that devotee is sincere. But then other activities may be performed according to one ashram, and also especially it is recommended to take shelter of the deities, so then one can more easily understand and see Krishna while chanting the holy names also. And one has to hear about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. Of course, even before that actually we should take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Kali Yuga avatar. And who has come to deliver those who are very fallen. But in the Pavana Hetu Tavavatar, and in the age of Kali, almost everyone is fallen. Kaulav Shudra Sambhavaha, just like Shudras, not much interest in spiritual life, no good qualities. But by being in good association, especially devotees of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord, then good qualities will manifest. By becoming purified, then one becomes slowly but truly free from the lower modes of material nature, mode of passion and ignorance, and then one is properly situated in the mode of goodness, and then one can, from the mode of goodness, one can come to the transcendental plane, Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. And the more one is engaging, the more one can become free from the three modes of material nature. So one has to try to be situated in the mode of goodness, and then one has to try to become transcendentally situated, and then one has to try to remain transcendentally situated. So there's a constant practice has to be there, and serious and sincere endeavor, so that we may be always properly situated and protected. But in the material world, there are always difficulties there. That is the nature of this material world. Three kinds of klesha are there. Miseries, adibhautika, adidaivika, adiatmik. From one's own body and mind, and then other living entities and natural catastrophes. But the greatest difficulty is coming from inside, from the mind, from the false ego, first of all, identifying with the material body instead of being properly situated and understanding that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. That is the real ego, the real situation, the real nature. I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. So that is and that is required, therefore it is mentioned, one should chant the holy names or serve with this mood. Sambandhagyan, I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. I'm completely apart from the gross and subtle body. So properly situated, then one can properly chant and one can properly serve in whatever capacity or whatever our service may be. In this Navavida Bhakti Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Achanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. So Prabhupada is beautifully explained about the different limbs of devotional service that we have to hear carefully. And after hearing for a long time, then Krishna may be established in the heart. One may be properly situated and fixed. And then one can nicely glorify the Lord also. And then one can remember by hearing and then speaking about Krishna, then one can remember Krishna. And when one can remember Krishna, then Pada Sevanam, one can serve his lotus feet. Or Archanam, one can serve the deity. And then there's more reciprocation. And then one can more easily remain free from the influence of the modes of material nature. And then Vandanam, we should offer prayers, just like in front of the deities. First of all, we take shelter of the spiritual master. But then we may offer many prayers to the Lord. Vandesi Krishna Chaitanya Nittananda Saudita Gaudadaya Pushpavanto Chitro Sandotamalo. Sisiguni Tai, they are just like the sun and moon who have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gaudadesh. So on Punima Titi, full moon day and night, and morning and evening, so that is day after tomorrow, Pushmas Punima Titi, auspicious day. So in the morning you can see, if it is not foggy, that the moon is setting and the sun is rising. And evening time, the sun is setting and the moon is rising. So it is very beautiful. And when the sky is clear, when there is no fog, then one can see nicely. And then there is no darkness. So Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they appeared to dissipate the darkness of the age of Kali. And by taking shelter of them, then one can advance nicely in spiritual life. And so, and then Dasyam. So Prabhupada is explaining Dasyam that always we should serve in this mood that I'm the servant of Krishna. This is Dasyam. Whatever service it may be, serving the deities or distributing books, cleaning the temple, cooking, whatever, doing administrative work, whatever same it may be, but we should be conscious of our situation as the eternal servant of Krishna. I'm the servant of Krishna. But even more than that, I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. Gopi Bhattu Parakarma, Das Das Anudas, Nambi Prana Chan Narabadi Nabhavaishana Shudro. Mahaprabhu used to recite this verse. I'm not a Brahmana Kshatra Vaishya Shudro. Brahmachari Grihastha Vanaprastya Sannyasi. But I'm simply the eternal servant of Krishna. The servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. The beloved of the gopis. So in that mood we should serve. And then always, so with priti, priti purvak we should serve, with some love and affection. But not only serving the Lord, serving Hari Guru Vaishnav, the spiritual master, the Vaishnavas. And then not only that, as Bharat Bhumita Haila Manusha Janma Jara Janma Satak Kari Karaparopakar, Bharat Pumita Haila Manusya Janma Jara. So those who have taken birth in Bharat Bhumi, so today is Republic Day. So, of course, now it is called, this tract of land is known as India, given by the British during the Independence Day in August. India actually means independent nation declared in August, that is India. So, but the real name is, of course, sometimes they call Hindustan, but the actual name is Bharat, Bharat Varsha. And so there's a tract of land, not only that refers ultimately to the big tract of land known as Bharat Varsha. So not only as present now India, but the whole sphere in which, and even the whole, as we know, world as we know now, but Bharat Varsha is even bigger according to the scriptures. So anyone who has taken birth here on this earthly planet, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, so when he attains a human form of life, so he should make his life perfect. He should become Krishna conscious. And then when he's Krishna conscious, he should do paropakar. He should act for the welfare of others. As it is mentioned in many places in the scriptures, sarva bhutehi terataha. The human being especially, so they have higher intelligence by which they can understand that they are not this body, that they are spirit soul, and that they have a relationship with the Supreme Lord, and that they should engage in spiritual activities in order to realize, not only theoretically understand their position, but practically realize. And then, after having realized their relationship with Krishna, their spiritual position as spirit soul, then they should try to give that to others. Sarva bhutehi terataha. So that is a Vaishnava, that is a Brahmana. He's not thinking only about his own welfare, but he's trying to give to others. He has got the knowledge, he will give knowledge to others. He's getting prasadam, he will give prasadam to others. He has received the holy names, and then he will give the holy names to others. So he's always thinking for the welfare of others. And so our movement, so Prabhupada, so he created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so the devotees, the human beings, the fallen conditioned souls, they can take shelter, they can purify their lives and become Krishna conscious. Because alone it is difficult. We need the help of others. Not only the spiritual master, but the Vaishnavas. Together only we can overcome the most material nature and overcome all difficulties and be properly situated. But then, yes, then we should also try to help others as much as we can. Or at least the mood should be there to help. If one cannot directly distribute books or give prasadam or give the knowledge, then one should help those who are doing that. So if one has this proper consciousness, then he's also taking part in the Sankirtan movement. So Prabhupada, he wanted a society of Brahmanas. Brahmana Vaishnavas means those who are knowledgeable, those who are giving this knowledge to others as far as their capacity allows. And anyone can do that actually. Even there was one of the devotees' daughter, her name was Saraswati. So she had heard from the parents that Krishna is God, or maybe from Prabhupada also. And then she was going to other people and saying, "You know Krishna?" And many times people, "No, I don't know. Krishna is God. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So even a small child, so she was just repeating, not much realization, but repeating what she had heard. And then others, they may benefit, and especially if a young girl is coming and somebody doesn't know, and then they hear something, then they think about it, and a small girl is telling me Krishna is God. then they will try to find out who is that Krishna. So whatever knowledge one has, whatever realization, it doesn't mean one doesn't have to be a pure devotee, a Paramahamsa Vaishnava, in order to give knowledge to others. Whatever one has heard, one should give to others. Even that was a system previously in the Gurukul, traditionally. The spiritual master is there and is teaching the children. So the first batch is there, 5 years old. When they're five, they were sent to Gurukul. And then he's teaching them 1 or 2 years. And then other boys are coming, every year new boys are coming who are 5 years. And then the elder boys are teaching the younger boys also. ABC, 1, 2, 3, counting. And then the spiritual master is giving higher knowledge also to the bigger boys. And then they become more big, and then they have 10, 12, 15 years old, and they will give what they have learned to those who are 10 years old, and they give knowledge to those who are 5 years old, like this. So that was a system also previously in the Gurukul. And then there were more and more disciples there, and so even Prabhupada, so he had the first disciples, he gave them knowledge, and then he was preaching, making more disciples, and then those who have already been in the movement, then they were giving the knowledge to the newcomers. So whatever one has learned, one should give to others as much as possible, and always in that mood, trying to help others, and trying to not just thinking about one's own self. So that is a Vaishnav. Just the opposite of that is the Asur, the demoniac person. He's thinking mainly about himself. Aham mameti, I and mine, and I have to have my sense gratification. And then he's ready to, as here, kill even others, just so that his sense gratification is not disturbed. But the Vaishnava is just the opposite. He's properly situated, and he's not thinking about himself. He's always trying. Of course, one has to think about oneself also, but then one should try to think for the benefit of others also. I appreciate that I have got the gift of Krishna consciousness. I'm so fortunate. I'm getting prasadam every day. I can engage in devotional service. So let me give also something to others, and let me help others. Let me share what I have gotten with others. That is a Vaishnav, that is a Brahmana, that is a devotee. And always tolerating all the difficulties which are there. And our difficulties which are there nowadays, because in the beginning stage, Krishna is merciful, just like a small child, so he's always being taken care of by the parents, and so not many difficulties are there, but still, difficulties may be there, but by the mercy of the parents, the help one can overcome. So difficulties will always be there, but Krishna is there to help us to overcome the difficulties. But our difficulties are not as serious as Vasudeva and Devaki's. Or many of the devotees, the Pandavas, how many difficulties they had. Even Krishna was there, and the Pandavas, they are driven out from the kingdom. They had to live incognito also for 1 year. So although Krishna was there, but it has to... So sometimes the pastimes of the Lord are not so easily understood, but one has to accept. And always, whatever Krishna does, that is good, that is fine. So, and as Mahaprabhu told, Ashlishyava padaratam pidastama madasanam marmahatam karutava yathadadava vidatadulampadam apranadnatastu evanaparaha. That is actually the mood of Srimati Radharani, who is the greatest of all the devotees, associates of the Lord. So, you may be present before me or not. Oh, you're Lampat, you're debauchee, because Krishna is going to other gopis. Or you can even trample on me. Whatever you want to do, still, I will always keep you in my heart. You're always my prananath, the Lord of my life. So the highest mood and the highest love is there in Braj, amongst the gopis. Different stages of prem, sneha, man, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. Rur Bhav, Adi Rur Bhav, Modan Mohan, Madanakya Mahabhav. So the highest moods are there present in Srimati Radharani especially, and then the gopis also. But all the Brijabasis, they have deep love for Krishna without having any own reverence, and that is most appreciated by Krishna. And we are most fortunate to be having the opportunity to go to the highest realm by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of the Acharyas, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Although we are in the fallen age of in the age of Kali and fallen position, but by the mercy of Hari Guru Vaishnav, we can come to the highest position and go to the highest planet, Golok Vrindavan and Shetadip Navadvip. So we should try our best to make as much advancement as possible in this lifetime, and of course we may pray that we may attain perfection in this life and then enter the pastimes of Krishna in Braj. Hare Krishna, I stop here. Any question? Any question? Everything clear? Okay, Mataji behind has a question.
Thank you for your presence. And in the verse they spoke about Durga, and
yes.
You know, what are her activities?
What are Durga Devi's activities? Okay. So Durga Devi, she's part of the internal energy of the Lord. Mool Shakti Srimati Radharani. And then in the spiritual world, the internal energy is there, and the different goddesses of fortune are there, and taking care of all the activities in the spiritual world. Yoga Maya is there, the internal potency, Lila Shakti, and different energies are there for different purposes in the spiritual realm. So then the pastimes of the Lord are very nicely going on in Krishna Loka, Golok, and in Vaikuntha. So when the material world, by the will of the Lord, ultimately, sometimes the material world is manifested. And when the material world is manifested, at that time, so then, so Krishna is always transcendental. So the material world is ultimately manifested by His will, and it is manifested ultimately. The material world is also an energy of the Lord, but it is the external energy, Bahiranga Shakti. And even there are many manifestations there. Then, for example, because Krishna, He doesn't want to get directly involved, or even Vishnu, that they do not want, and they're not getting directly involved in this material world. So for that purpose then, so Krishna, of course, is Mool Roop, the original form, and then many manifestations, expansions are there of Him, and one of them is Mahashankarshan, and then from Him, the three Purushavatars are manifested, Karana Daksha Vishnu, Mahavishnu, and then Garva Daksha Vishnu, and then Kshira Daksha Vishnu. And then the material world is manifested, so Pradhan, first it is unmanifested form, and then by the will of the Lord, and then through Mahavishnu also, then Prakriti, the Mahatattva is manifested, and then the living entities from the Brahma Jyoti, those two kinds of living entities are there in the spiritual realm, Nitya Siddha and Nitya Bhada, those who are constantly engaged in serving Krishna, and those who are in conditioned state since time immemorial, they are known as Anadi Bhada. Since time immemorial, they are in conditioned state, but also eternal service of Krishna, but they are not engaged in the service of Krishna. And their form is not revealed. They are in seed-like form. Just like in the sun's rays, there are many particles are there, molecules. Just tiny. So similarly in the Brahma Jyoti, the unlimited. Jivas are there in seed-like form. They turn servants of Krishna but serving. So when the material world is manifested, and then by the will of Lord, so some of the jivas, and they come here. Even it is mentioned in Jayavadarbha by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that when they fall, so they have a chance. And because Krishna is completely independent, and that the jivas, they also have some independence. Krishna is not forcing anyone to love him, to serve him. But then the jivas have a chance to either see the spiritual world or and they see the material world, which has been manifested. And then, some were very fortunate, they look toward the spiritual world, and then they can go there and the spiritual form is manifested. Others, they are put in this material world. So, but then, it is mentioned then with the help of Shambhu, who is an expanded form of Vishnu, he's just like Vishnu, but he's not Vishnu either. And he's also not a jiva. He's in between Shiva Tattva, Shambhu. So the divine halo of Krishna, of Vishnu. So with the help of Shambhu, of Shiva, and then Durga Devi, who is expanded form ultimately of the internal potency, there's an internal potency as Durga. The internal potency Durga also. But then for the purpose of the creation of the material world, then she's expanding as the external potency Durga Devi. And then by the combination then of Shambhu, Shiva and Durga Devi, the living entities are able to be in this material world. And then usually it is mentioned the beginning of the creation, they all come in the form of Lord Brahma, the original, the first created being who is the most qualified. But all of them, they enter into the body of Lord Brahma, and then he's there. He's in charge of the secondary part of the creation. The ingredients are all given ultimately by Krishna through then, of course, the Pradhan Mahatattva, and with the help of Shiva and Durga Devi. So she's very instrumental also in the manifestation of the elements, and then so that the living entities, they can be in this material world, and then they can get different different bodies with the help of Lord Brahma, and then so they are getting different bodies. But then they are under the influence of the external energy Durga Devi, the three modes of material nature. So Durga Devi, she has many duties. She's very busy, but she's also ultimately servant of the Lord. She's recognizing the Lord, but she has this thankless task of keeping the conditioned souls in the material world. And then she has two energies, one by which she's keeping all the jivas in illusion, and the other one she's trying to pull down those who are trying to get out of her grip, those who are trying to go to Krishna. Sometimes you can see that devotees are there and suddenly they leave devotional service and have difficulties because Maya Devi is there pulling them down. So two Shaktis are there. But she has many manifestations are there of Durga Devi, and then she's also appearing in different forms, like in different places she has appeared, and then she's accepting the worship also of materialistic persons. They approach her to get some material benefit, some of them also to try to be spiritually situated to some extent. And so she has many, many, many services. But it is just in short. Is that all right? Okay. Anything else? Hare Krishna, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.